This program contains bizarre eroticism involving drag queens. Parental discretion advised.
What's up, everyone? My name is Cake Moss, and I am your star of this week's episode of Mother's Milk Diary. That's cream. I'm such a stupid bitch. Oh,
unwind and love someone. Mother's Cream Diary.
All right, we're back, and I'm happy you're with me. This is Mother's Cream Diaries, and as always, I'm your host, Shania. If you've joined me before, you know this show is all about love. Love is the engine that drives us, and like any powerful force, it can be misused. What happens when people stop being polite and start being real? And you know what's real? Insecurity. Insecurity can disguise itself as love when in reality, it's infatuation. It's exciting, but it can be pretty darn selfish. Hey, we're humans. We all screw up. I'm here with an open mind and an open heart waiting for your call. Reach out at 1-800-22-CREAM. I want to hear your story about infatuation.
917.
The Joe.
Sweetheart?
Hi, Shania. I'm Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. I'm so happy you called. What's in your heart tonight?
I really hate admitting it, but I was fooled by a lover.
Fool me once? Shame on you.
No. I was weak when it came to Lawrence. He was such an incredible patient.
Oh, patient? Are you a doctor?
Yes, of hypnotherapy.
Wow, a hypnotist. I thought they only existed in the movies.
Well, me and Lawrence belong to the movies, I'll tell you that. I met him at the doctor's with the Disorders Gala.
Oh, beautiful organization. Tell me more.
Well, for just 50 cents a day, you could help.
No, I meant, tell me about Lawrence.
It was a chance meeting. While I was at the bar sipping my dirty martini, a brown-eyed hunk was staring at me. His name was Dr. Lawrence Fitchburn, head scientist at Dunkel Laboratories. I could feel his eyes peel me like a ripe banana. We started talking, and he told me he was struggling with memory loss.
Huh. Is that what men call it nowadays?
I told him about the benefits of hypnotherapy, and just as things were getting good, his chubby fiancé said she had a headache, and they left. I knew he probably wouldn't remember this in the morning, so I swung by his laboratory to give him a free consultation.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, I thought you were talking on the phone.
Are you authorized to be in this building?
Oh, I don't work here. I'm looking for Dr. Lawrence Fitchburn.
No one should be back here without an all-access pass.
Hi, I'm Andrea Zuckerwoman. We met last night at the gala.
Does that automatically give you free rein of our top secret facility?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude, but Lawrence seems in dire need of hypnosis.
My fiancé's brain farts are none of your concern.
Look, your fiancé's brain farts could cause permanent damage.
I'm sorry, who's his fiancé here? There's a great big sign that says EXIT, so see your way out.
Dr. Zuckerwoman?
Yes. Oh, Dr. Fitchburn, I'm so glad I found you.
Lawrence, I've told you all appointments go through me.
She was at the gala last night, remember?
What's the point of even having protocols?
I'm sorry, did we have an appointment that I didn't remember?
Yes, we did. With Destiny.
Please, this way.
Lawrence, you look fantastic. Did you do something different with your hair? I didn't recognize your fiancé. Did she gain more weight again?
I prefer Dr. Fitchburn.
Aww.
That's Bubbles.
Look at this sweet little monkey.
He's a chimpanzee. Donated by Jane Goodall's Heal the World Foundation.
Hi, Bubbles. Are those yours? Did you make these pretty little finger paintings?
Yes, he did. He constructed them using his own watercolor fecal matter.
Oh, time to go back in your cage. nasty.
Be careful. Those are dangerous chemicals.
It's okay. I've inhaled much worse.
Are you going to clean that up?
Of course.
The dustpan is over there.
I want to first properly introduce myself. I'm Dr. Andrea Zuckerwoman, People's Magazine's top 10 over 10 hypnotherapists. I have a copy of the magazine right here.
I don't need an autograph.
No, I was just joking anyways. So, last night at the gala, you started telling me about your memory problems, and I just knew I could help you.
Is that so?
But let's take it one step at a time. Do you want children?
I haven't given that much thought. I work closely with Bubbles, and he's the only child I want. Plus, Sheila is barren.
But I'm sure you're quite fertile.
Listen, do you honestly think you can help me?
Yes, I know I can if you tell me more about you and your work.
My work's complicated. You probably wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I'm developing waste debacterialization. Through evaporation and reverse osmosis, I can create the ion exchange necessary for total sterilization.
Can you put that in layman's terms, please?
I'm allowing for electrodialysis at a quantum level.
Yeah, still not getting it.
It's self-cleaning caca!
Oh! Nasty. So, when did the memory loss occur?
I was performing reverse osmosis on Sheila, and I impacted my head on the nightstand.
TMI, but sounds like your neural pathways have been damaged.
Amnesia?
Eureka!
Oh. I'm desperate. I can't remember where I put any of my excremental chemical equations.
But you still remember who I am, right?
Dr. Zuckerwoman.
Whew! Well, you're remembering all the important things.
You're wasting my time.
Wait, no. My hypnosis will find those scatty equations for you. For us, okay? So sit back. Close your eyes. Clear your brilliant mind of all thought. Let's begin. Memories. Light the corners of my mind. Fecal watercolored memories. Of the way we were back in time. Each word that I utter is a signal for you to go deeper. We're working directly with your subconscious. Deeper now. Allow yourself to drift along the passageways of your mind until you come to a laboratory door. As I count to three, you will open that door. One, two, three. What is on the other side, Lawrence?
I see research. Lots of mishandled research.
Yes, it's your silly research, but who's in there with you?
Jane.
Jane? damn it, Bubbles. It was going perfectly.
What happened?
We'll have to start over. The monkey had an episode.
I don't think so, Dr. Zuckerwoman. I really have to get back to work.
Who's Jane?
No, thank you for coming.
Well, you know, I can't leave yet.
Goodbye.
Well, let's at least have a quick champagne toast.
There's a strict no alcohol policy. I need to work. Goodbye.
My goodness. I can see why Lawrence captivated you.
Oh, he radiated intensity, girl.
But don't you think you're being a little clingy, maybe?
Clingy? No. I left Dunkel Laboratories needing to do more.
Sheila certainly wasn't keen on having you back.
She also wasn't keen on exercising. I would never let myself get that big.
She could have a thyroid problem.
No, her thyroids were fine. The next day, I snuck back into the lab disguised as a pizza delivery woman.
Because Sheila stretched it out. Wait, do you smell that pizza?
I think it's Little Caesars. Let's check the break room.
Pizza, pizza.
Scanning.
Hi, Bubbles. I hope you haven't been finger painting today. pig. If I give you a slice of pizza, will you be quiet for me? There you go. Now, let's see what Dr. Fitchburn keeps in his desk. Oh my!
Bubbles, what are you eating?
Oh. Hello, Lawrence.
How did you get in here?
I was going through your desk, and I couldn't help but notice your collection of Jane Goodall nudes.
Give me those! Jane is an icon and a phenomenal researcher. Are you delivering pizza?
I was in the neighborhood with some hot and ready and thought I'd say hi.
You can't keep coming by unannounced.
Excuse me. It is a standard practice for me to follow up on a patient. So, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, actually. I performed reverse osmosis on Sheila last night with no injury.
You told her about us?
Us?
Thank you for checking on me, but you need to leave.
Ow, Lawrence, you're hurting me!
I'm not even touching you.
If I walk out of this laboratory today, you will never see your shitty equations again.
Why would you say that?
We were so deep in your subconscious yesterday. With just another 10 minutes, we could have recovered everything.
10 minutes?
Time is ticking.
Fine. I will give you exactly 10 minutes. I'm setting a timer.
Good call. Here, I need to set up.
What are you doing?
Making a bed of these lab coats. You'll need to lay down for this one. Oh, and light some of those Bunsen burners. Ambiance is essential.
The butane can irritate bubbles.
Shh. Let's finish what we started. Now, relax your mind, body, and your inhibitions. Memories. Light the corners of my mind. Be cool watercolored memories of the way we were back in time. Oh, you're deep. So deep in your subconscious. And it feels so good. While you're in there, I want you to find your deepest sexual fantasies.
I see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jane Goodall cosplay.
Oh, I can do that. Keep going.
She has me naked in a cage like a wild beast.
Oh, I want to hear what that beast sounds like. Wonderful. Now, how bad do you want Dame Jane Goodall?
So bad.
Oh, come over here and sniff my vulva.
Oh, you're in heat, Dame Jane.
Oh, braid me, Lawrence.
Andrea, you really think on your feet.
Luckily, Jane Goodall and I have the same build.
I wish I had your seduction skills in high school. I had the hugest crush on my principal, Mr. Belding.
What happened?
After fifth period, I asked him to help me insert my tampon.
Practice makes perfect. That's what I've learned. Anywho, Lawrence knew I was in heat and he started biting my head. He tore my shirt off with his claws. I was a little peeved because it was a Brooks Brothers blouse, but I returned the favor. With my teeth, I tore off his lab coat.
Ugh, savage beast.
I'm ready to claim my alpha female.
Then mount me.
Lawrence pressed his knuckles against my crotch, clambering for a way in. I whimpered as just my right labia fell out.
Look who came out of the burrow.
Heel, Lawrence. Get on all fours.
Submissively, he got on all fours and peed on my leg. He was courting me. By now, I was hoping this would become standard practice for all our sessions together. but Lawrence's stupid timer only had 5 minutes left. I had to think fast. I brought his ragged underwear to my nose to give him a smell test.
Oh, you wear tidy whiteies, you bad beast.
Sweet and sour, just what the doctor ordered. He was fully aroused as I wrapped my mouth around his penis. Over and over, I sucked until his balls were in my throat.
Lawrence, you shouldn't get so hard for me.
More brains.
He banged my mouth harder and harder until I started gagging. He was my king.
Get on your back, Lawrence. I'm going to finish this expedition. You're about to get splashed by Dame Jane Goodall. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God. Oh. Oh, my God. Shit, the timer.
What? What? What is happening? Where are all these bite marks from?
Shh, nothing, baby. We just had an amazing session of love.
Love? I thought you were clearing my mind.
Emptying your balls is part of that.
You crazy bitch. Get out of my lab.
You don't mean that, maybe?
I'm not your baby.
Lawrence, relax.
You molested me.
It was for your own good.
If you won't leave, I'll make you. Security, help.
Now. No one's going anywhere.
Andrea, what the F did you do?
I broke a beaker over his head. It was his fault.
I understand. I ended up being held back a grade after the Mr. Belding fiasco.
Lawrence needed to understand that he hurt me. He needed to know that what goes around comes around.
You were very harsh, Lawrence.
Untie me, you psycho!
Now I need to be harsh, too.
What are you doing to Bubbles?
Your little Bubbles needs to grow up. It's time for him to make it on his own.
Don't! He doesn't speak English.
Go on now. Get! Bye, Bubbles. Cockblock.
What did you call him?
It's too late, baby. You made the hypothesis. Now analyze it.
What are you doing with my Jane Goodall nudes?
Oh, your inspiration. It's going up in flames, baby.
Hey, what was Bubbles doing in the parking lot? What the fuck?
She threw him out the window.
It's too late. You and Lawrence are finished. This whole place is finished.
Oh, you fuck with Bubbles, you fuck with me.
What are you gonna do about it, Chubby?
I'm gonna make you eat monkey shit, bitch! My fiancé's brain farts are none of your concern.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I kinda got hepatitis A from that. I sued them for defamation of character, but they sued me right back for trying to burn down Dunkel Labs, so we settled out of court.
Wow, that was one heavy crush. I hope all our listeners learned that infatuation burns bright, but the fuel runs out fast. Andrea, thank you for sharing your story with Mother's Cream Diaries. What song would you like to dedicate to the Lawrence you remember, the genius you fell for?
Can you play Shade featuring Alaska by Cake Moss?
I most certainly can. Here's Cake Moss featuring Alaska with Shade.
About me.
91.7
The Chode.
Hey guys, I'm Derek.
And I'm Christina.
And we are the creators of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
You know, we poured our hearts into this, guys. We did everything from writing and casting to recording and editing. So follow this podcast.
Leave a little comment.
And tell your friends about it.
Mother's Cream Diaries is a Duffer Sisters production. The series is written, directed, and executive produced by Christina Keel and Derek Viveris.
This episode stars Cake Moss as Dr. Andrea Zuckerwoman, Eli Leonard as Lawrence Fitchburn, Ruby Bachmeyer as Sheila, and Christina Keel as Shania.